Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Over the weekend, the city hosted the very first Welcome to Kingston Day, celebrating new residents and offering them resources to settle in. This is an initiative the city has been working on for the last year, starting with a survey to gauge what the community needs and culminating in the celebrations that took place on Sunday. The day started with a citizenship ceremony at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, and then led into the New to Kingston Fair at City Hall and Springer Market Square. The city's manager of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, Vanessa Mensa, sat down with CFRC leading up to the first-time event. Here's a bit of our conversation. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd just like to introduce yourself and share a bit about your role with the city.
So my name is Vanessa Mensa, and I'm the manager of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion with the Community Development and Wellbeing, as well as IDEA, which stands for Indigenization, Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, Accessibility Department here at the City of Kingston. My role really oversee the work of just creating reconciliation and creating belonging in the community, as well as internally with the corporation.
Awesome. And just to start us off, what was the motivation behind this event? How did we get here where we're holding the very first Welcome to Kingston Day on Sunday?
Yeah, so you know what? This is a council direction out of a council motion that came a few years ago. And so the actual request was for us to do a newcomers welcome day. And through consultations with the community, we learned that actually this was not just a celebration for newcomers who are immigrants to Canada, but rather the community wanted to celebrate everyone that was new to the community. So whether you're moving from Toronto, Brampton, whether you're moving from Northern Ontario, like Sudbury, or you know, Sault Ste. Marie, whether you're moving from Vancouver, wanting to have you here as a way to celebrate you and to welcome you into our great city. And that really was the beginning of the work that we were doing. As you can imagine, since the pandemic, and even before the pandemic, it's been an explosion and a lot of different people that are coming in our community. And what a great way to set aside a day to celebrate one another and say, hey, welcome. These are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are our family members. And so really wanted to create a day where we can celebrate one another.
Awesome. Yeah. And you mentioned this came from a council motion that passed a few years ago. Was that during the pandemic or has it only been a short while since then?
As part of council's strategic priority, we were to help to support the integration of newcomers and international students. And so that was created several years ago. And so the last year, we were actually asked to develop a framework. What could this day look like? And then this year, we actually put it into practice.
Awesome. Yeah. And looking at the actual day itself, starting with the citizenship ceremony, I was wondering if you could speak a bit to the importance of welcoming those, not just new to Kingston, but also new to Canada.
New to Canada. Yeah. So we know that one of the great milestones of being a Canadian is marked by the citizenship ceremony, where folks will take an oath of becoming Canadian. Again, being part of our community, but also bringing their whole self as wherever they are, wherever they came from, to be part of our nation as well, too. So we'll start off at the citizenship ceremony at the public library here on Johnson Street downtown. And that's going to be 9 to 12 o'clock. So we'll have dignitaries. We'll have, the federal government also here to be part of that event, to be able to swear in the oath and get that process started for folks. After that, then we're going to transition into the fun part of the day. Well, the also fun part of the day, I should say, which will be the Welcome to Kingston Fair. Really, that is a day where we're saying, as somebody who's new to Kingston, again, newcomers, but also folks who are newer to the city, what are resources and what are some of those services that you might need to know? So whether it's figuring out, you know, how to sign up for swimming lessons, how to go to the Grand, perhaps maybe signing up for soccer, maybe it's dance, different activities for children, for families, wanting to bring all of those services under one umbrella, one place for you to engage in that.
Awesome. Yeah. And thank you for diving into the New to Kingston Fair. I was wondering if you could speak a bit more to the importance of providing these resources for our new residents.
Yeah, so imagine just being coming from, let's just say somewhere like, say, let's just say you've came from somewhere in one of the African countries, or maybe you've come from the Northwest Territories, and you might not know, you know, what is here, who's part of this community. It's so vital that we provide these resources to folks who are moving here, because we want to retain our community members. Kingston is a great city. It's a wonderful place to be. And so I know that when I came here about 12 years ago, there are many things I didn't know about our city. And so personally, I'm quite invested in this celebration, because I know how long it took me to integrate into the community. And by the city providing an event like this, we're hoping to fast track that process for folks, for them to find themselves, find their community, find different activities that will keep them engaged and will keep them grounded here in the city.
Yes. I was wondering if you could speak if there was anything aimed towards students factored into this event.
Oh, absolutely. We left no stones unturned here. We wanted to make sure that everyone was included. And so we looked at different organizations that, you know, could support students in either permanency here, maybe setting up their accounts, you know, setting up their families here. So certainly have services and also activities for all age groups, including your student population there.
Once again, that was Vanessa Mensa, Manager of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion with the City of Kingston on the very first Welcome to Kingston Day, which was held on Sunday. In a message directly from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, improving home energy efficiency with sustainable Kingston. The Kingston Frontenac Public Library's One Earth Climate Series, in partnership with Sustainable Kingston, takes a deep dive into topics relating to climate, sustainability, and energy efficiency. Presentations given by energy professionals from Sustainable Kingston and a representative of Little Forest Kingston provide suggestions on how to save money on home utility and repair costs while having a positive impact on the environment. This series covers a wide range of topics, including modifying basements and foundation energy upgrades, attics and heat installation, home retrofitting, reimagining urban lawns as pocket meadows and forests, and the Better Homes Kingston program. Olivia Camforest, librarian at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, states, quote, "Many routine practices of powering, heating, cooling, and landscaping around our homes are detrimental to the environment. There is no time quite like the present, and therefore no better time to make small changes within our homes that yield positive environmental outcomes. There are many ways to make a difference, even transforming an urban grass lawn into an oasis for wildlife and pollinators, where wildflowers, trees, and shrubs are allowed to grow undisturbed, will have a tremendous impact." Join KFPL and Sustainable Kingston on Monday evenings from 6 to 7:30 p.m. until November 26th. This is a drop-in program, and admission will be on a first-come, first-served basis. The location of each date varies among KFPL branches and the Kingston East and Rideau Heights Community Centers. For more information and the location of each session, you can visit the Kingston Frontenac Public Library website. Finishing off tonight, we have a quick note from the City of Kingston. The Name Our Plow campaign is back this year, and the City's Public Works Department is looking for your fun and imaginative names to put on the side of one of its snow plows. Submit your cool, creative, and Kingston-specific plow names at Get Involved Kingston, and you can be seeing it on a Kingston plow this winter. Submissions will be accepted from October 28th at 12 p.m. until November 12th at 4 p.m., at which point the city will select a short list of names. The community will have the opportunity to vote on their favorite snowplow name from November 18th to November 25th on Get Involved Kingston. The winning name will be revealed on December 9th. The 2023 Name Our Plow campaign garnered more than 400 name submissions. Mernie Plower joined the fleet after receiving the most votes from the public. Snow plowing is serious business in Kingston. We work continuously in the winter to plow more than 1,800 kilometers of road lanes and 600 kilometers of sidewalks. Learn more about winter maintenance at cityofkingston.ca/snow. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Isabella with your CFRC Sports Report.
Welcome back, CFRC listeners, to the CFRC Sports Desk. I'm Isabella Garrido, your sports reporter, and let's dive into this action-packed weekend in Queen's University athletics, filled with incredible performances and thrilling victories. Starting off with the Queen's men's hockey team, the Gaels showed resilience on the road, capturing a 4-2 win against Ottawa on Sunday afternoon. This victory pushes the Gaels to a strong 7-1 record for the season. The game was a true defensive battle, with Queens facing multiple penalty challenges in the first period. Despite this, goaltender Christian Perbeau stood tall, making an incredible 23 saves to keep Ottawa scoreless. Though Ottawa opened the scoring in the second, Queens quickly responded with power play goals from Nolan Hutchinson and Michael Renwick. Derek Hamilton sealed the game in the third, netting his first goal of the season, followed by an empty netter to solidify the 4-2 final score. The Gales now gear up to face the Western Mustangs this Friday, with action available to stream on OUA.TV. It was a big day for the Queens men's rugby team, who stormed their way to a 67-5 victory over the Brock Badgers in the OUA quarterfinals. Playing on home turf at Nixon Field, the Gales showcased both offensive firepower and disciplined defense. Eric Godden set the tone with an early try, and Connor Hay added back-to-back scores to extend their lead to 17-0. By halftime, Queens had built an impressive 38-0 advantage, while Brock managed a single try in the second half. But Queens kept their foot on the gas, with key performances from Matt Carroll, Owen Lee, and Michael Giles securing the win. With this momentum, they now look toward a highly anticipated semi-final clash with Western on November 2nd. Switching gears to Queens men's volleyball, the Gales wrapped up a successful doubleheader weekend with a hard-fought 3-1 win over the Nipissing Lakers. Sig Lysis led the offense with a stunning 21 points from 18 kills, 2 aces, and a block. The team maintained a strong front, with setter Chris Zimmerman contributing an impressive 45 assists. After the Lakers rallied in the third, head coach Gabriel DeGroot encouraged the team to focus on keeping up the physical pressure, a strategy that paid off. As the Gales closed out the fourth set to secure their second regular season victory, they're set back in action next weekend, facing Brock in St. Catharines. That's a wrap on this weekend's Queen Sports highlights. Make sure to catch the Gales' next games on OUA.TV and stay tuned for more updates as the season unfolds. This has been Isabella Garrido with your CFRC Sports Desk, and now back to Christina Laurie with your weather report for this evening.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting clear skies with a low of +2. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, October 29th, we're expecting increasing cloudiness and a few showers beginning early in the afternoon. We have a high of 13 degrees and a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tuesday night, we're expecting a few showers ending early in the evening, then cloudy skies. Temperature will stay steady near 14 degrees. On Wednesday, October 30th, we're expecting sunny skies with a high of 21 degrees, and Wednesday night, clear skies with a low of 15. On Thursday, October 31st, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 22. If you plan on trick-or-treating on Thursday night, be sure to bring an umbrella, because we're expecting cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 9 degrees. Finishing off the week on Friday, November 1st, we're expecting cloudy skies with a high of 11 degrees, and then Friday night, clear skies with a low of -3. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC Weekly Traffic Report with Jesse Bell.
This is Jesse Bell with your weekly traffic report from October 27th to October 31st, 2024. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Highway 401 eastbound at Highway 15 will have a full mainline closure October 27th and October 28th, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. for both days. Highway 401 westbound at Highway 15 will have full mainline closures October 27th through 31st, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. for each of those days. And now the road closures for the week. Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert, is closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Collingwood Street, Earl de Union, is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Cooper Street, Albert to Collingwood, is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, is closed until October 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic, however. Kings Court Avenue, Hillcrest to Kirkpatrick, is closed until November 15th to accommodate a water main replacement. Union Street, Willingdon to Albert, is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. University Avenue, Union to Earl, is closed for construction related to the Queen's J-Duck project. Waterside Way, Scarlet to Schooner, is closed October 30th to October 31st to accommodate roadway painting. Wellington Street, Maine to George, is closed until October 30th to accommodate construction-related activity for the Berryfield Highlands subdivision project. Other delays you can expect to see this week: Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl, expect delays and closures along Aberdeen for a contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd, expect delays while a contractor begins phase two of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles slash Edwin to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes phase two of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Creekford and Centennial, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence, expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. And Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard at Elmwood, expect delays while a contractor upgrades the intersection, including replacement of street lighting, new traffic lights, replacement of asphalt on roadways, and a new multi-use pathway south of the intersection towards Bath Road.
Now it's time for your CFRC Community Events Calendar. Have an event in Kingston that you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us today at cfrc.ca. Starting off today on Monday, October 28th, Brass and One Eye Jacks are hosting their weekly trivia game starting at 7 and 7:45 p.m. respectively. Also tonight, head over to Kingston Penn to enjoy Pumpkin Inferno from 7:15 to 8:45 p.m. Tickets are $21. On Tuesday, October 29th, the Kingston Public Market is open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Springer Market Square. You can also grab your runners and head over to Lululemon downtown at 5:30 p.m. for a weekly fun run. The run is for all ages and abilities. Later on Tuesday night, Daft Brewing is hosting a Euchre Night starting at 7 p.m. Folks can also enjoy Terror Tuesday at Fort Henry with a screening of the horror film Us. Tickets are $15 and the show starts at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, October 30th, head over to the Rideau Heights Community Center for the Fresh Food Pop-Up Market featuring fresh, healthy, and affordable food options between 2 and 5 p.m. Kingston Community Health Centers is also hosting a fun and friendly craft session from 9:30 a.m. till noon. This is a drop-in opportunity to meet friends and craft away. On Wednesday night, Something in the Water Brewing and Daft Brewing will host their trivia night starting at 7 p.m. And One Eye Jacks will host North End Board Games Night for free, also starting at 7. If you're looking to get festive on Thursday, October 31st, starting at 7:15, folks can enjoy Dark Night at Fort Bright. Enjoy scary attractions with costumed actors and your friends or family. Tickets are $30. Folks can also enjoy the Halloween Parade starting at Skeleton Park, a family-friendly event starting at 4:30. Daft Brewing is hosting the Turnout Halloween Drag Show and Dance Party starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 at the door. On Friday, November 1st, the YMCA will host its weekly Fresh Food Market from 9:30 to 12:30, a great opportunity to get fresh food at great prices. Also on Friday, head out to Lemoyne Point for an Autumn Forest Therapy Walk led by Stana Luxford Audie starting at 11:30 a.m. On Saturday, November 2nd, the Kingston Public Market runs from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Springer Market Square. Finishing off the week on Sunday, November 3rd, get up early and head over to Runner's Choice for an early morning long run starting at 8:30 a.m. And finally, the Memorial Center Farmers Market will take place from 9 to 2 p.m. featuring food, artisanal crafts, and music. Next up is Noah with your CFRC Concerts Calendar for this week.
And now it's time for the CFRC Concerts Calendar for this week. On Monday evening, check out Inner Harbor Jazz live at the RCHA starting at 4:30 p.m. Admission is $5. You can also see Kentucky undertaking a musical residency at the Cove Inn from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is available by donation. On Tuesday evening, head over to the RCHA from 4 to 7 p.m. for another great edition of Weekly Tom's Tuesday Afternoon Happy Hour Jam, a free event. Also on Tuesday, you can go see Henry Norwood live at the Cove Inn from 6 to 9 p.m. Alice in the World We Live In will also be live at the Kingston Grand Theater Tuesday through Thursday at 7:30 p.m. each night. Ticket information can be found at kingstongrand.ca. On Wednesday, take a ride on the Wolf Island Ferry and pop by Open Mic Night with Mike Rapkins at Hotel Wolf Island, a free showing starting at 7 p.m. You can also head out to the Cove Inn from 5:30 to 8:30 for wings and tunes on the patio. On Halloween, folks can head out to see Beats Workin' performing at the RCHA from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also on Thursday, Lucanus returns with The Man from Hell performing live at the Musiki Cafe from 8 to 11 p.m. Admission is free. Don't miss the All Hallows Eve Electric Shakedown at the Toucan running from 9:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Doors open at 8, admission is free, featuring local acts like Strange Happenings, The Mature Themes, and Arachnia. You can also head over to the mansion for a rocking good time with Cassador, Carnelian, Squid Pistol, Is Bister, Roses and Revst with DJ Devious in the Wine Cellar. $1,000 cash prize for the best costume. Doors at 8, bands at 9. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. On Friday, don't forget to stop in for free karaoke at the Buckle starting at 9 p.m. Lucas Oak will be performing at Royal Tavern 2.0, 5 to 7 p.m. as well on Friday evening. Admission is free. Also on Friday, SOS, the ABBA Experience, will be live at the Spire starting at 7:30 p.m. For ticket information, visit thespirekingston.org. The Celtic Kitchen Party will play live at Tiernan Oak Irish Pub. Admission is free. The show runs from 9 p.m. to midnight. On Saturday, Sarah Sagal Lazar will be live at Hotel Wolf Island from 8:30 to 11 p.m. Also on Saturday, Head Over Heels will be live at the Cove Inn from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Justin Sleeth and Jack Baker will also perform live music at the Creekside Bar and Grill from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also on Saturday, Soulish Fall Tour with Lost Faculty, the Third Street Band, and ChatGPT will perform at the Mansion from 8 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. James Vincent McMorrow will be live at the Broom Factory. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday, the Gertrudes will be live at the Broom Factory. The show starts at 3:30 p.m., and admission is pay what you can. Also on Sunday, Harmon in Space will take place live at the Grand Theater. This family-friendly show runs from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for students, and $10 for children. The McMillan's Camp Boys will be performing live at the Cove Inn from 1 to 4 p.m., and you can stick around for Eric and Megan taking the stage from 5 to 8 p.m. Have a concert you'd like listed on CFRC's website and announced on our airwaves? Reach out on our website contact page at cfrc.ca.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.